Hi, I'm RC Samo with Fanboy Nation. Nice to meet you.
You too.
Hi, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I was going to ask you.
Good.
The show, you're one of seven on the show.
Yes.
You know, so you're the one stuck in the middle. You're the focal point. Are you the eldest or only child or youngest in your family? And how did your family life play into the TV show?
It's actually really funny that you asked that because I am also the middle child in a big family. So Harley's the middle child in a family with seven kids, and I'm the middle child in a family with six kids. And for each Ortega kid, there is a perfect match with the Diaz kids. So I find that all my brothers and sisters have a Diaz brother or sister to relate to.
I'm Sabina from Living at Loud LA. So I wanted to know, were you a fan of sort of these Disney Channel shows growing up? And if so, what are your favorites?
Absolutely. I love Disney Channel. I've been watching it my whole entire life. Right now, for the recent ones, I like Liv and Maddie and Casey Undercover. But I loved Wizards of Waverly Place, Good Luck Charlie, That's So Raven, Hannah Montana. I was into all of the Disney shows back then. And still now, too. But my favorites.
I'm Angela Ortiz from Sefija Online. And I was going to ask you, how was it playing Gina Rodriguez as a young Jane the Virgin?
Gina Rodriguez is such... I can't describe how great she is. Like, it's too many words. Like, I could go on and on and on about Gina. She's such a lovely girl. She has a kind spirit. She is the kind of person that everyone wants to have as a friend. She's very inspirational. I love what she stands for. And to be able to say that I worked with her and I played the younger version of her is a blessing.
Nestor from Desafolio, etc. I always ask actors when they have to play relatives that are a family member, if you need more time with the other actor in rehearsals or just, you know, meeting the other person to really convey the illusion that you are a family or you are a relative to that person.
Since Stuck in the Middle has such a great cast, like I'm talking about my brothers and sisters, it's really easy for me to get along with them. They're all super kind, sweet. I love them. They're my second family. And just anytime we have a good time. So whether it's filming on set or going out to dinner off of set, I feel like we act like I do with my real siblings.
What is the balance between filming and class time? Like, for every hour of TV tapings that you do, what's the balance for schooling?
Not necessarily for every hour. I'll be filming on set, but they have a scheduled time for me to school. Or sometimes if I have a moment, I'll go to the classroom and, you know, do the school myself. We school as long as any other kid does in public school. They give us that amount of time. And it's pretty easy the way they schedule it out. They know we have to get our school in. They know how important it is, and they're very thoughtful of our time. So it's not something that I have to stress out about.
Cool. Your character is the middle child on this show, and what is your favorite part of the show centering around your character and having it be this story of the family through her eyes?
I love that Harley can interact with the viewers because I feel that people may think that they're more involved in the story, which they are. I mean, Harley is... It's kind of like Harley's giving them a tour of her house. Like, this is what's happening today. This is what it's like when you're the middle kid. It's more relatable, and I feel like the show is explained better when it's coming from a kid their age's point of view.
you and your character have something in common. You both enjoy math. And are you, you said earlier that you're not as good as Harley is, but what would you like to learn from her now that you're playing her?
I think I would like to adapt her inventor skills because she's really good at it. And that's something that I cannot do for my life. I can't even make a paper airplane. So I would love to be able to make the things she does, like her conveyor belt table and things like that. That would be really fun.
Disney is making many live-action adaptations of animated movies from the past. Is there any Disney character, that you would like to play someday? Maybe a princess or another kind of character from the library.
When I was in preschool, I was obsessed with Cinderella. I wanted to dye my hair blonde so I could look like her, and she was my everything. So I think it'd be really cool to play her because she's such an iconic character. It would just be an exciting experience.
What keeps you grounded as a child actor? Because I understand that you're one of six already.
Mm-hmm.
So having, you know, the cameras on you and adults fussing about you all day long and then going home to your normal life, like, how do you find the way to leave work at work and then just go home and be a kid?
The great thing about that is that everyone on set are such nice people, and I respect them very much and they respect me. None of us are over the top, or nobody that I know on set thinks they're better than anyone else. You know, we're all on the same level. And it also helps, too, because when I go home on the weekends, my siblings will be like, okay, well, what was going on this week? And it's like, oh, you know, just filming, you know, all that stuff. They say, okay, that's cool that you're filming a Disney show and everything, but it's your day to do dishes, so you have to go get on that.
Outside of the show, what are your aspirations and goals and sort of things you like to do?
I love to play soccer, and I love to tumble with my sister. She's on a club cheerleading team, so it's fun being able to hang out with her. Thank you. And so that's definitely something that I like to do. I love playing soccer with my siblings because they're really good at it, and it's a sport that we all love, so that's what I definitely love to do, soccer, tumble. And then I also just like spending time with them in general because I don't get to see them as often as I did, and they're fun.
So you're here in town while you're filming, and then you go home?
Yeah, I go home on the weekends.
Okay. And who are your favorite football teams?
Ooh, favorite football. Oh, soccer teams.
Yeah, soccer.
I love Barcelona and Real Madrid. Probably those are my top two.
Good choices.
Mm-hmm.
Good choices.
During shooting an episode or something, was there a particular word or line that you guys found, I don't know, troublesome to shoot, or you kept laughing about something in particular?
That actually happens a lot because every time, I can't pull out one in general, like one specific one, but every time there's like a funny line that we find hilarious, we try to say it with a straight face and we cannot stop. And everyone in the room will just burst out laughing because we can't get through it with a straight face. Actually, I remember one time we were sitting at a dinner table, and I remember Malachi made a joke. He plays Beast on the show. And we all were laughing, and the camera was over us, so they couldn't see our faces. So we were saying our lines with smiles on our faces, like we couldn't stop. And it was really hard for us all to just focus for a couple minutes. And then they were kind of like, okay, wait. Let's just all calm down, because we couldn't stop laughing.
Now, a lot of shows have a prankster on set.
Yes.
You know, or a bit of a troublemaker. Who's the big prankster on this series? Like, as you know, that'll, like, either not necessarily ruin a take intentionally.
Yes.
But, like, try to get you to crack up on camera. Or just, like, do something behind the scenes that you're like, ah, they got me again.
Yeah, we don't do anything on camera because, you know, we want to get everything out of the way done. You know, we all like to stay on track and have fun while doing it. But a lot of the pranks we keep off of set. And Isaac Presley, he tries pranking everyone. He'll pop out of random places, you know, try to scare them. He's tried getting me, but he has not broken me yet. And neither has anyone else, really, because they're starting to catch on. Like, hey, Jenna has, like, no reflexes. Like, what's going on with Jenna? So they're always trying to scare me, but if they pop out, I'll be like, oh, hey, Nicholas. Oh, hey, Isaac. You know, what's up? And then the girls behind me, like Kayla, will start screaming and freaking out, even though the pranksters are, like, 5 feet ahead of her. But really, they just like scaring people, and I would say it's Isaac.
Today, a Disney movie came out, Zootopia.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've seen it yet, or are you looking forward to it?
I'm definitely looking forward to it. The rest of my cast went to see it at the screening. I didn't get to go to that because I had made other plans before, but I'm excited to see it. I've been hearing really good things about it. So
What are your favorite Disney movies that like have taught you like a lesson? Because that one has like a cool lesson about mm-hmm. empathy. But what are like your favorite sort of things you learned from Disney movies growing up?
I can't pick out a specific movie in general, but probably to follow your dreams, because that's what I've been doing. I've been following my dream. My dream was to be on a Disney show, and I accomplished it. So I think that one's meant the most to me, that lesson. And it's great because Stuck in the Middle also has that kind of effect.
How is it working with Joe Nieves as your dad?
Oh, I love Joe. He's the sweetest. And he's like my second dad in real life also. He's a sweetie. He's really funny. He's very talented, and he's just a great guy to work with. I mean, he always brings smiles on our faces.
Yeah, he is funny.
Do you think that memorizing the scripts and everything makes you a better student? Is it easier for you to memorize textbooks or lessons?
I wouldn't say necessarily just because of learning scripts. I think I'm pretty good at memorizing things, so it's my memorization. I wouldn't necessarily say it was because of, you know, my script memorizing, but it does help in both sections. It helps me memorize my script and learn things quicker.
Mm-hmm. Have you learned a particular skill during these shooting this episode?
Well, in the pilot, I am jumping on a bed, and, you know, I had to jump off. So I learned how to fall on a pad without getting, like, whiplash, you know, hurting myself and just, like, protecting myself. So now I know how to fall without injuring myself. This is pretty cool.
I asked earlier about being grounded with the family. What were your friends' reaction when they found out that you got this role?
My friends were super pumped for me because they know I've been doing this for a while. And I missed out on a lot of things like birthday parties or sleepovers and stuff like that. So when I got it, they're like, yes. So you skipping all those events wasn't for nothing. Like, yes, we got somewhere. And it's really cool because they think... they like Disney Channel and that kind of stuff, too. So they're very supportive of me and what I'm doing.
What was your reaction when watching the trailers and, like, the episodes back for the first time?
It's really hard for me to watch myself, but I was really happy with the way the show turned out. But I don't know why. It's just... weird seeing myself when I, you know, I'm right here, but I'm right there at the same time. So, like, I'll be walking around my house and I'll hear a promo for Stuck in the Middle and I'll go, like, wait. I've been waiting such a long time for this, so the fact that it's finally here now is, it's really exciting.
So where do you want to be in about 5-10 years from now?
5-10 years.
Talking to us again?
Yes, I would love to be talking to you guys specifically again. And I just want to be doing feature films, really. That's my goal.
Do you get to see, I mean, do your parents allow you to see movies that maybe you're too young for those movies, but maybe you want to, I don't know, learn something from a particular actor or something? How is that?
My parents are very protective when it comes to that kind of stuff. So if they're going to let me watch a movie that's, you know, a little old, they'll watch it first multiple times. They'll show me the scenes that they think I can learn from, you know, like acting wise, and they'll show me those scenes. Like, they'll be like, okay, Jenna, come over. So I'll sit there, I'll watch it, and they're like, okay, get out, you can't finish this, you know. So sometimes it's kind of hard because, you know, I just want to keep going with the movie because it's so good and the acting's so great, but I'm thankful of my parents for that, for always watching out.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.